Middle school. Remember all the peer pressure and awkward moments? Perhaps not the fondest of memories. Well, you're not alone. Educators have long seen those years as being especially difficult, and as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd tells us, one local school found the best way to teach those grades is to get students out of the classroom.
Kaya Timmermeyer is standing under a big oak tree in the parking lot of Maplewood Richmond Heights Middle School. And you could say at the moment, she's just a little freaked out.
Stand up.
It's so scary. Okay, now what?
Slide that knot up.
Kaya's seventh grade science teacher, Bill Hinsky, an experienced climber, is strapping her into a safety harness. Meanwhile, 40 feet above, her classmates are dangling from tree branches.
I go like that.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going somewhere.
Now slide the knot up.
She takes a deep breath and slowly inches up the tree. Hinsky, wearing a hard hat with a sticker that reads Science Rules, says the kind of interaction he just had with Kaya can pay off big time down the road.
You know, when it comes time to test time or studying or hunkering down and focusing on something, you know that you can count on that relationship because they trust that something good is going to come out of it.
What's happening here is called expeditionary learning, and it's growing in popularity across the country. How it's used differs from school to school. But the overarching idea is that students will learn more if you reinforce what they're told in the classroom with real-world experiences, or adventures even. So for example, today's lesson is about the rate of descent for objects with different masses. Be honest, did your eyes kind of glaze over when I said that? Well, Hinsky was worried that could happen with his students. So he figured, why not just let them climb up a really tall tree in the parking lot and then time how long it takes for objects like, let's say, a watermelon to hit the ground.
Go!
Our kids love to come to school, and we have really good attendance.
And on this year's state assessment, the school had a nearly perfect score. Hinsky also says this style of teaching helps with behavior.
There's a lot of tactile things that are going on, a lot of kinesthetic learning, and a lot of cooperation, and a lot of the things that we're doing here just work a lot better.
School administrators say this approach teaches to the middle school mind, which begs the question, is there something deeper, maybe even biological, that can explain why they're having success? I ran that question by Jessica Church Lang.
Hi, I head the Developmental Cognitive Neuroscience Lab at the University of Texas at Austin.
More and more researchers like Church Lang are trying to figure out how brain science can help teachers.
And we're just starting to kind of understand how the chemistry and the neuroscience and the behavior are all interacting.
The field is so new that they don't have a comprehensive checklist to give school leaders. But she says it makes sense that the approach at Maplewood Richmond Heights Middle School is working. That's because it harnesses the type of physical and social interactions that influence what kind of connections the brain will keep into adulthood.
You know, they're kind of powering up into this adult figure, and the brain is catching up with that. And so I think school systems that expose them to different opportunities to learn skill sets are really valuable opportunities to help them understand who they are as an independent adult.
So let's see how this is playing out with Kaya Timmermeyer. Remember her? She's the seventh grader who was really nervous about climbing the tree. Well, she's back down now and just unbuckled her safety harness.
It made me feel like I could do things even though I think I can't do them. And it made me feel like if I had a really hard problem and if I worked really hard on it and just kept doing it over and over again, trying hard, I would be able to do it.
School administrators say that's the kind of lesson that will stick with students long after their classwork is done. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.